A Hoosier founding father and his Ohio River perch on this moment of Indiana history. The historic home Veristaw overlooks the Ohio River at Aurora. Its name combines the Latin words for spring, summer, and fall, and the home preserves the memory of one of the justices on Indiana's first Supreme Court. Jesse Lynch Holman was born in Kentucky in 1784, one of 14 children. Settling on law as his profession, Holman also explored writing, publishing a novel set during the American Revolution in Virginia, and composing two lengthy narrative poems based on Indian legends. In 1811, Holman and his new wife Elizabeth moved across the Ohio River and began building Veristaw, originally a two-story log home with a brick addition. Practicing law and serving as a circuit judge, Holman was subsequently appointed a delegate to the territorial legislature and a justice on the new state's first Supreme Court in 1816. Holman served on the state high court for 14 years before returning to Aurora. Continuing to practice law, Holman was ordained as a Baptist minister in 1834 and served the Baptist church he had helped to establish. Holman took an interest in the growing Sunday school movement and served as a guiding influence behind a library and a seminary in Aurora. Holman's interest in education led him to help found Franklin College and the Historical Society of Indiana. After a fire in 1837, Veristaw was rebuilt as a single-story Greek Revival house and transformed in 1913 into the imposing structure currently operated as a state historic site. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.